Hold up.
WeirdPeterStalk.com.
In running. Lift off. We have a
On the 20th of July, 1969, about 600 million people watched and listened to the moon landing. And one of those people is with me. Hi, Nigel.
Hi.
We're talking about the moon landing. Nigel, can you remember the day?
Oh, yes, I can. I can remember the feelings of watching it on television, the amazement of seeing this thing happening millions of miles away, and you could see it in your own sitting room. It was incredible.
So you watched it on TV. Because nowadays, when people think about watching TV, it's fantastic definition, it's colour.
Oh, no.
It was very different back then.
No, it was nothing like that. It was a small, smallish, I think, black and white television, because I don't think colour, certainly for the moon landing, existed. And it was totally unique. As the television age emerged, I suppose in the 50s and 60s, these huge television events became so important to everybody, and this was one of them. And you know, you were there, you were watching it live, it wasn't recorded and filmed. It was just quite fascinating. It was so well done for the time, obviously.
Right. So you were aware that you were watching this most amazing event.
Yeah. I mean, you had the thing about the pictures in the rocket and the people at Houston, the control people. You know, that whole thing about the beep that went in between the conversations when they talked to each other and what they were saying, Houston. And then you had the commentaries. You had this amazing chap called James Burke, who was one of the first British BBC space commentators. He was very enthusiastic. He wasn't too scientific. So it was exciting. It was very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Right from the moment when the Apollo 11 got launched. I mean,
yes.
that whole countdown thing,
yes,
as well.
Yes, it was captivating. It was captivating.
But, Nigel, were you aware that there was a race involved as well?
Not particularly. I mean, obviously, the whole JFK, John F. Kennedy thing, and him saying he wanted to have a man on the moon
before the Russians.
Before the Russians and before the end of the 70s, 60s, sorry. But I wasn't particularly aware of it being a race. I mean, the Americans dominated the whole space race.
Mm.
You know, the Russians had put some astronauts up, but it was the Americans who totally dominated it. And it was just an amazing achievement, really, you know.
It's interesting because Neil Armstrong became so famous, and his phrase, a small step for man, a giant step for mankind. He never went up to space again. That was his last mission.
Yes. He wasn't old, but he was probably at the end of his sort of working career. And he did it successfully. And then he just sort of disappeared.
I think one of the reasons was that he recognised that although he was actually the first person on the moon, behind the scenes there were thousands and thousands of people who put him there who also deserved the credit.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it was a huge team effort. I think somebody said when they were talking about Neil Armstrong, you know, he is a man who will always remain in history.
A man who will always remain in history.
Yeah.
Nigel, thank you very much.